I must admit that when asked to do the homily for tonight, I was a bit perplexed to come up with a new angle, so to speak. I have done a homily for Maundy Thursday many times, and would I be able to glean a new way of looking at this rich gospel? Then it occurred to me that this was an annual wake-up call. Maybe a new angle wasn't needed, just a gentle reminder about what Jesus was so fervently trying to share with his disciples, with all of us. His time was growing short, and I can only imagine him thinking, so little time, so much to share. And so here we are gathered tonight on this Maundy Thursday, this mandate Thursday, to recall the mandate given by Jesus on that last night with his disciples. He said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you should love one another. Now, it's interesting to hear Jesus refer to this as a new commandment. His disciples had certainly heard Jesus preach about love. And God's steadfast love, hesed, lies at the very heart of the Torah, as does the commandment to embody it to family and neighbor. The disciples, as good and faithful Jews, would have known this. Jesus, a teacher, a Jewish teacher and adherent, would also have known this. So what is new here? The new thing, it seems, is the one offering the commandment, Jesus himself. He is the very love that he commands, and that is new. So the new commandment is the Jesus mandate to love, as Jesus loves. In John's retelling of Mandate Thursday, we see in the upper room at the Last Supper, Jesus showing his disciples what he means by loving as he loves. Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. Now, in the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the most important event at the Last Supper is the Holy Communion shared, the bread, the cup, the wine. But in John, the most sacred event of the Last Supper is the foot washing. Now, in Jesus' day, it would have been customary to wash your feet as you entered a house. You were dirty, grimy, and dusty from the sandals you wore. And out of custom and politeness, you washed your feet. Or more accurately, someone else, usually a servant, would wash your feet. But this night, around the table, the teacher, the mentor, the leader, the Rabbi Jesus, as they celebrate the Passover, this Jesus turns to his students and does what? He takes the posture of a servant to wash them. The disciples certainly weren't expecting this. It was selfless, countercultural, and radically generous, all rolled into one. Peter, who always speaks his mind, tries to stop Jesus. But Jesus rebukes Peter when he says, unless I wash you, you have no share in me. Why would Jesus say this? It is because the foot washing is symbolic of how we enter into a loving relationship with one another and into relationship with Jesus. Few incidents in the gospel story so reveal the character of Jesus and so perfectly show his love. He knew his hour of humiliation was near, but he knew that his hour of glory was also near. Such a consciousness might well have filled him with pride, and yet with the knowledge of the power and the glory that were his, he washed his disciples' feet. At that moment, when he might have had supreme pride, he had supreme humility. Love is always like that. When, for example, someone falls ill, the person who loves them will perform the most menial services and delight to do them, because love is like that. Just as the Passover meal is a feast of remembrance, so we gather here tonight to remember, to be reminded. The symbols of this season, the basin for foot washing, the spiritual journey through Lent, the bread and the cup on our table, the cross, all combine to remind us what we have received and what we hand on to others, the generous love of Jesus Christ. We are in receipt of incredible love. We have gathered here on this special night to experience that love again. We are here to be fed so that we might go out and feed others. Tonight, let us remember to claim the love that Jesus gives and to receive the mandate that comes through Christ's self-giving spirit and share that love with a hungry, love-starved world. Amen.